Well, good morning.
早上好。
You know, Friday night, we were concerned about the snow.
礼拜五的时候我们还担心会下雪。
Look outside.
我们看外面太阳很好。
There's no snow.
没有雪。
Miracles.
这神的神迹奇事。
We prayed that we could meet and there would be no snow. There's no snow.
我们祷告说我们可以在不下雪的情况下聚会啊，确实是没有雪。
We didn't know to pray about the heat.
我们又祷告这个暖气设备。
We assumed we would have heat.
我们想着一定会有这暖气。
So if I shake more than normal, it may be the Holy Spirit, or it may be I'm cold.
若是我要抖动的话呢，可能是圣灵，也可能我比较冷。
We thank the Lord for His mercy to allow us to gather this weekend.
我们感谢主给我们怜悯，我们这个周末可以这样聚集。
I bring love from the saints in Richmond, Virginia.
我把这个在 Richmond 那边聚会的弟兄姊妹的爱带到弟兄姊妹当中。
There's a real bond we feel with you brothers and sisters.
我们那边和这边弟兄姊妹的有一个特别爱里面的连结。
Freedom just told me the other day, this is the 10th year of my coming here.
朱弟兄也告诉我，这是我第十年到弟兄姊妹当中。
I didn't imagine you would put up with me that long.
我想你们已经忍耐了我够久了。
But it's a great privilege.
这实在是一个特权。
A great honor.
是一个非常多的尊荣的一个机会。
To be among you.
能够来到弟兄姊妹当中。
And know the fellowship and the oneness that we have in the Lord Jesus.
能够感受在主耶稣基督一同交通的这样的合一。
I also have the privilege of seeing some of you later during the year at the family conference.
今年的晚些时候我也会和有些弟兄姊妹在一起在那边的特会有交通。
We look forward to our fellowship.
我非常盼望那个在特会中的交通。
Those that know grace,
我们知道那些知道神恩典的
appreciate fellowship.
实在是能够知道这个交通的美。
We cannot live without fellowship.
我们没有办法离开交通而生存。
We cannot live without one another.
我们没有办法离开彼此来生存。
Because we share the same life.
因为我们一同分享这一个生命。
It's Christ in you.
这是基督在我们的里面。
And it's Christ in me.
也是基督在你的里面。
And it's Christ in all of our brothers and sisters.
也是基督在我们每一位弟兄姊妹当中。
And the Holy Spirit draws us together as a testimony.
圣灵把我们放在一起作为他的见证。
That's what the church is.
这就是教会。
The church is not a building that looks religious.
这不是一个建筑，好像是很宗教一样。
The church is not a meeting where we sing hymns and say prayers.
这不只是一个聚会的地方，我们可以唱歌，我们可以祷告。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会就是基督的身体。
The church is the fullness of Him that fills all and in all.
教会就是基督充满在我们里面，又充满一切。
That's the reason we have such a close bond together.
这就是因为我们为什么这样的有在一起。
Thank the Lord for His mercy.
谢谢主给我们的怜悯。
We will read our text verse again.
我们一起读我们的主题经文。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 10.
在哥林多前书十五章的第十节。
We're sorry to knock the lights out. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10.
哥林多前书十五章第十节。
Listen to this verse.
我们一起听这句话。
This is an amazing verse.
这实在是非常令人惊奇的一节圣经。
Paul the apostle wrote this.
使徒保罗这样写道。
He said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am."
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
And His grace, which was towards me, has not been in vain.
并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
And in the last phrase,
最后一部分。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
This has been our text for this weekend.
这是我们这个周末的主题经文。
Like I said in the very beginning, this verse has a universe of meaning.
我们在开始的时候说到这一节经文就有非常 普遍的意义。
The Apostle Paul seemed to plumb the very depths of grace.
使徒保罗就 能够知道这个恩典的深度。
That's the reason I've shared this burden, the complete work of grace.
这就是为什么我的负担是要讲到这个恩典的全面工作。
But I had this hesitation.
我有一点犹豫。
I don't think you can share the complete work of grace in four messages.
因为我知道四堂信息没有办法概括恩典全部的工作。
I don't think you can share the complete work of grace in 100 messages.
我相信你有一百个信息也不可能讲完神恩典全面的工作。
If you read the word of God in Ephesians 2 verse 7,
若是你读到以弗所书第二章第七节的时候，
it says it will take the coming ages for God to display in us the surpassing riches of His grace towards us.
那里讲到要说明白神极深奥的极丰富的恩典，需要我们勇士来讲述。
So I hope you've heard a little bit about grace.
我相信你已经听到一些的恩典的事。
I hope you've apprehended more of the deep, deep grace of God.
我希望你能够得到恩典越来越深的工作。
I hope, like the Apostle Paul, it's apprehended you and me.
我希望像神抓住使徒保罗一样，也抓住你和我。
And like the Apostle Paul, I hope the grace of God has changed the course of your life.
也像使徒保罗一样，神也可以用恩典来抓住我们，改变我们的一生。
That's the depth of this verse.
这是这一节经文的深度。
This verse breaks itself into these four phrases.
这一节可以分成四部分。
But by God's grace, I am what I am.
第一部分，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
That was the first message.
这是第一个信息。
The second message was, and His grace, which is towards me, has not been in vain.
我们分享第二个信息是，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。
The third message was last evening.
昨天晚上我们分享第三个信息。
Paul said, "But I have labored more abundantly than they all."
保罗说，我比众使徒格外劳苦。
And finally, today we'll look at the last message.
今天我们最后第四个信息是，我原。
There's this phrase.
这里讲到。
But not I.
这原不是我。
But the grace of God which was with me.
乃是神的恩与我同在。
I believe this is the deepest lesson.
我相信这是最深的工作。
May the Lord help us.
愿神保守我们。
You know, in that first message, we looked at the complete work of grace.
我们在第一个信息，我们讲到神完全的救恩的工作。
I do hope you'll bear with me in a little review.
我想在这里回顾一下。
There are many faces I see this morning I didn't see Friday and Saturday.
因为我有些的看到有些的面孔在礼拜五、礼拜六没有看到。
We looked at the complete work of grace.The testimony, our testimony is, I am what I am by the grace of God.
在第一堂我们讲到，我今日成了何等的人，是因蒙神的恩才成的。
This is Paul's testimony.
这是保罗的见证。
But this is not just Paul's testimony.
这也不只是保罗的见证。
This is supposed to be the testimony of every saint of God.
这是应该成为每一位神的圣徒的。
And this is supposed to be the corporate testimony of the Church of God.
这也应该成为我们教会团体的见证。
Not only am I am what I am by the grace of God.
不仅是我成了今天何等的人，是因为蒙神的恩。
But we as the church, as the testimony of Jesus, we are what we are by the grace of God.
今天我们作为团体的教会，也应该成为何等的人，是因为神的恩才成的。
Paul had a special understanding.
保罗有这样的一个特别的理解。
He understood grace was his beginning, and he understood that grace was his end.
他知道神的恩典是我们的开始，也是我们的终结。
This verse begins and ends with grace.
这节圣经从恩典开始，从恩典结束。
This verse is full of grace.
这节圣经有很多的恩典。
Three times the word grace is in this short verse.
三次这里提到恩典这个字。
It's all about grace.
这都是恩典。
He had a deep appreciation for grace.
保罗实在是知道恩典的价值。
And if you look carefully at the apostles' letters, you discover something that he knew.
我们看到使徒保罗的书信的时候，我们看到他知道一些。
He appreciated so deeply the grace of God, he had a pattern.
他知道这个神的恩典是何等有价值，所以他有这样的一个可以看到一个规律。
In every one of his letters, he begins it with grace.
每一封信他都是从恩典开始。
In every one of his letters, half the New Testament, he ends it with grace.
十三封书信中他每一卷书信都是以恩典结束。
Don't think that's just some sort of greeting or salutation.
这不只是问候和问安。
Here is a man that was overtaken by the grace of God.
这是一位被神的恩典完全抓住的人。
Here is a man that was overwhelmed by the grace of God.
这是一个被神的恩典所吞没的人。
Here is a man that was apprehended by the grace of God.
这是被神的恩典所抓住的人。
And he knew grace as his beginning, and he knew grace as his end.
他知道恩典是他的开始，恩典也是他的结束。
And then we talked about grace is everything in between.
我们也说到这个恩典也是从头到至尾中间的一切。
Not only did he know grace is his beginning,
不只是恩典是开始。
Not only was he saved by grace,
不只是我们靠着恩得救。
He knew grace is his end,
也是恩典也是我们的终结。
He was conformed to the image of Christ by that all-powerful grace.
他被磨成神儿子的形象是因为这个大有能力的恩典。
He knew grace is everything in between.
他知道这个恩典是中间的一切。
As a matter of fact, he knew grace to a depth that so many do never know.
他知道这个恩典是何等的深，甚至人都无法测度。
He discovered a grace that was all sufficient.
他知道神的恩典是足够我们用的。
And he discovered something else. Our brother prayed it.
当我们弟兄祷告的时候也提到这一点。
He discovered a power to live the Christian life that was not his power.
他知道这个活着基督徒的生活的这个能力是不是他自己的能力。
This is what we are to discover in the depth of the grace of God.
这是我们要发现恩典深度的所在。
In the circumstances of life, we are to discover all sufficient grace.
在我们每一个环境中，我们都要发现神的恩典够我们用。
And in the circumstances of life, we're to discover a new power.
在我们的环境当中，我们要看到一个新的能力。
A new life.
一个新的生命。
The Lord Jesus spoke directly to the Apostle Paul.
主耶稣特别给使徒保罗这样亲自说。
He said to the Apostle Paul, he said, "My power is perfected in weakness."
他说我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
And when you read the Word of God, you discover the Apostle Paul had a new boast.
我们也看到使徒保罗有这样的新的夸口。
And he boasted from then on in his weakness.
他要愿夸他自己的软弱。
That the power of the Christ may rest upon him.
使基督的能力可以护庇他。
That was the first message.
这是第一个信息。
The second message, we looked at again the complete work of grace.
第二堂信息我们也讲到这个神完全的工作。
We looked at this thought, grace towards us.
我们特别讲到他所赐我的恩。
From this phrase it says, and his grace, which was towards me, was not in vain.
这里圣经说并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。
I made a single point.
我讲了一点。
Brothers and sisters, with all that's against us,
所以所有一切的反对我们的
thank God his grace is towards us.
但是他的恩仍然是向我们所赐给
What a marvelous thought.
这是何等有荣耀的意义的事情
His grace is so much toward us.
他的恩典是如此的向我们展开
You'll never exhaust his grace in this lifetime.
我们没有办法我们一生穷尽他的恩典
As I mentioned a few moments ago,
我刚才刚提到
It'll take the coming ages to display the surpassing riches of his grace.
我们要通过永世来了解神这极丰富的恩典。
The Apostle Paul said that is towards us.
使徒保罗特别说他所赐我的恩。
The second thing we looked at in that second message was a simple thing.
第二件事情我们在第二堂所讲的是个非常简单的事。
Grace is abundant and inexhaustible.
这个恩典是丰富的，是没办法穷尽的。
You cannot over-exaggerate grace.
你无法来夸大神的恩典。
You cannot embellish grace too much.
你无法把它夸大到它的实际。
Paul sought for the deepest words to say how deep this grace was.
保罗用的最深、最极的词汇来形容这个恩典。
He could come up with words like abounding.
他可以强到这个界限。
He could come up with words like overabounding.
他也可以讲到这个极丰富。
He could come up with words like the riches of his grace.
他也可以讲到那个极丰富的恩
典。He could come up with words that were the surpassing riches of his grace.
是那个超过丰富的丰富的恩典。
This is how great the grace of God is.
这是神恩典如此丰富的原因。
And then we talked about grace not being in vain.
我们也提到这个恩典不是突然的。
I think we need to be very sober as Christians.
我们应该非常严肃。
Paul had a positive testimony.
保罗是一个正面的见证。
He said, and his grace that is towards me is not in vain.
他说他所赐我的恩不是突然的。
Is that your testimony?
这是不是你的见证呢？
All this marvelous grace that has been poured out on you.
所有这样奇妙的恩典都浇灌在你的身上。
All of this overwhelming divine supply that's been poured out on you.
这些让我们能够实在是非常多的丰富的恩典浇灌在我们身上的时候。
Are you able to say his grace that was towards me was not in vain?
我们是不是也能够说他所赐我的恩不是突然的？
That verse in Hebrews 12 verse 5 talks about let us watch lest there be anyone who lacks the grace of God. 12:5.
在希伯来书第十二章的第五节，这里特别讲到，那
，is it right? 15:12-15.
十五节，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩。
I can't read my own writing. It's a wonder you can read my writing. Hebrews 12:15. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we need to be so careful when we walk in this life.
我们需要在这个世上生活非常小心。
Overabundant grace has been provided to us.
这个丰富的恩典已经赐给我们。
Superabundant grace has been provided to us.
这个超丰富的恩典已经赐给我们。
The unsearchable riches.
这个没有办法测度的深度的恩典。
And we need to be careful.
我们需要非常谨慎。
That this grace toward us is not in vain.
他给我们的这个恩典不是突然的。
And then we had the third message last evening, if maybe for those who weren't here.
昨天晚上有我们讲到第三堂信息。
The complete work of grace cooperating with the grace of God.
我们可以和这个神的恩典来合作。
And I think this is where many believers fall down.
我们很多的圣徒就在这里失败。
Paul said this remarkable thing. He said, I labor more abundantly than them all.
保罗说：“我比众使徒更加劳苦。”
What did he mean?
他是什么意思呢？
Surely it wasn't his work that saved him.
是的，他讲到他的工作是拯救他的。
Surely it wasn't his labor that justified him.
不是他的自己的工作来使他称义。
Surely he wasn't talking about the election of grace.
不是他讲到的这个神的拣选的。
But he was talking about something very important.
但是他却讲到一个非常重要的事。
As a believer, he cooperated with the grace of God.
作为一个信徒，他与神的恩典相配合。
Only as we cooperate with the grace of God.
当我们和神的恩典相配合的时候。
Only as we take up our cross and daily and follow him.
当我们每天背着自己的十字架跟从主的时候。
Will you discover the complete work of grace?
我们可以看能够发现神的恩典的全面。
That's what he did, cooperating with the grace of God.
这是他所做的，与神的恩典相配合。
We talked about the wonderful, encouraging paradoxes in the Scripture.
我们谈到圣经中说的很多许多奇妙的，好像似乎相矛盾的，却不是矛盾的。
Listen to this one in Philippians 2, verse 12 and part of 13.
在腓立比书的第二章。
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
这里是说做成你们得救的功夫。
What a fearful verse!
这里说的是非常的恐惧战惊。
If many Christians, that's all they see is that part of the verse.
很多基督徒看到的只是这个可怕的一面。
But thank God for the paradox.
但是这里面的这个矛盾，我们感谢神。
It's a beautiful thing.
这是个非常美丽的事情。
It says, "For it is God that works in us both the willing and the doing for His good pleasure."
因为十三节说，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行。
This.
就要成就他的美意。
This is the depth of the grace that the Apostle Paul knew.
这是使徒保罗是看到神恩典的深度。
This is the progress of grace.
这是神恩典的渐进。
And then we talked about the grace of God being very practical.
我们也讲到神的恩典是非常实用的。
The grace of God is the most practical thing in the Christian life.
神的恩典是基督徒生命中最实际的。
First of all, it's always by grace, and it's always through faith.
第一点就是它一定是本乎恩，也因着信。
But there's another wonderful paradox in the scripture.
另一个自相好像自相矛盾的事情。
Paul spoke of it in Galatians 2:20.
在加拉太书第二章第二十节中。
He said it was no longer he who lived.
他说不再是我，乃是基督。
It was Christ who lived in him.
乃是基督。
And he went on to say, I live by faith.
我靠着神儿子的信心而活。
Is your faith strong enough to take and apprehend and comprehend all the grace of God?
你的信心是不是足够的强，能够抓住神给你的一切的恩典？
It was not for the Apostle Paul.
对于保罗来说。
He said, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
他说他的信心是神儿子的信心，并且他为我死。
Thank God that we have a resource of faith that's not our own.
我们感谢主，我们这个信心不是我们自己的信心。
Not only do we have a resource of grace that's not our own, my grace, all sufficient.
不光是信这个恩典不是我们的，因为是神的恩典。
Not only do we have a resource of power that's not our own, my power is made perfect in weakness.
不光是这个能力不是我们能力，因为他说是我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
We have a grace that's not our own.
甚至我们的这个恩典。
We have a faith that's not our own.
甚至是我们的这个信心也不是我们的。
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
是讲到我是要靠信神儿子或者神儿子的信心而活。
Well, now you're caught up.
我们现在已经恢复到我们讲
的。Now you know all the messages.
你知道我们所讲的一切。
Today we look at the last message.
我们今天讲到第四堂。
This last message is the complete work of grace.
这是也是讲到神恩典全面的工作。
But the title I've given this last message is Grace and Glory.
我最后的这个要是起个题目的话，就是恩典和荣耀。
I think you understand in a moment.
你会下边会理解这个题目。
Listen to this phrase the Apostle Paul said.
我们看这个保罗所说的话。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
This is the first secret of grace.
这是第一个恩典的秘诀。
Grace is first of all not I.
这个恩典是首先是原不是我。
Grace is first of all Christ.
首先是基督。
I think this is the most important secret in the whole verse.
在整个这节圣经中最大的一个秘诀就是这个。
I've told you before, people have often come to me.
我以前也提到，有很多人到我面前来。
And they've said, Brother Kenny, I think the Christian life is difficult.
他说 ，Kenny 弟兄，基督徒的生活实在是很困难。
I always tell them the same thing.
我总是告诉他同样的事情。
I say, Brother or Sister,
弟兄姊妹
，The Christian life is not difficult.
基督徒的生活不是难的。
The Christian life is impossible.
基督徒的生活是不可能的。
And they said, "What do you mean? How can then we live the Christian life?"
他就说你什么意思啊？我们难道不能够活基督徒的生活吗
？The Christian life would be impossible without this verse.
若是我们没有这句话，我们就没有办法过基督徒的生活。
The great secret of grace is first of all not I, but Christ.
最大的这个恩典的秘诀就是。不再是我，乃是基督。
This is the secret.
这是秘诀。
This is what really began to open my eyes years ago.
这是在多年以前神开我眼睛的地方。
I shared with some of you my salvation experience the other night.
我有一天晚上提到我自己得救的经历。
Let me share with you, if you don't mind, the deepening experience I had.
我也今天也会分享到我更深的经历。
I remember being saved and wanting to live for the Lord.
我得救以后就愿意为主而活。
I remember wanting to serve the Lord.
我愿意来服侍主。
And the more I tried to live for the Lord,
我越是想为主而活。
And the more I tried to serve the Lord,
我越是要来服侍主。
The more I seemed to fail.
我就越是失败。
I was always coming back and always asking for forgiveness.
我总是到神面前一次又一次来求他的赦免。
And I thought, this is strange.
这实在是非常奇怪啊。
He saved me to serve him.
他把我拯救来服侍他。
He saved me wondrously to live for him.
他拯救我让我来为他而活。
I thought, how is it I can't live for him?
但是为什么我没有办法为他而活呢？
And then he began to show me this deepest secret.
他就给我，让我发现这个更深的秘诀。
I remember the words of John the Baptist.
我想到施洗约翰的故事。
This is in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 30.
这是在约翰福音的第三章。
I remember praying one day.And I remember coming upon this verse.
有一天我祷告的时候，神就让我来到第三章第三十节。
And John the apostle said the most remarkable thing.
这个施洗约翰就说了非常非常了不得的事情。
He said he must increase.
他说他必兴旺。
But then he said something else very tremendous.
他也说了一个更非常重要的事情。
He said I must decrease.
他说我必衰微。
That's the secret of the Christian life.
这就是我们基督徒生活的秘诀。
That was the secret of Paul.
这是保罗的秘诀。
Now you can take this as just some historic reference about John the Baptist if you like.
你也可能把它当成施洗约翰的在历史上的一个经历而已。
But that morning, light as the noonday sun penetrated my spirit, and I saw in a flash the secret of the Christian life.
但是那一天，当这个事情临到我的时候，就像阳光照耀我以后，我能够明白基督徒生活的秘诀。
I saw it.
我看到了。
It laid hold of my heart.
他就抓住我的心。
I said, Lord, this is it.
他说主啊，我说主啊，这就是。
I must decrease.
我必衰微。
You must increase.
你必兴旺。
That's the only secret.
这是唯一的秘诀。
That's the greatest secret.
这是最大的秘诀。
That was Paul's secret of grace.
这是保罗的恩典的秘诀。
He said, it's not I.
他说不是我。
That's the secret we need to see.
这是我们要看到的秘诀。
I remember later, the revelation seemed to continue.
我记得我当时就有更多的启示。赐给我。
I remember one day I was reading the word of God.
有一天我在读神的话的时候。
And I was meditating.
我在默想他的话。
And the Lord brought me to Philippians 1 verse 21.
我就来到了腓立比书的。
I think you all know this verse.
我们都知道这节圣经。
This verse says for me to live is Christ.
这里讲到我活着就是基督。
That's the great secret.
这就是极大的奥秘。
This verse means so much to me.
这是对我来说是何等宝贵。
This was like heaven opened to me.
就像天开了一样。
I saw it in a flash of revelation.
在这个启示的这一刹那，我看到。
The secret of grace.
这个恩典的秘诀。
The secret of living the Christian life.
来活基督徒生活的秘诀。
The secret is Christ living in me.
这个秘诀就是基督在我们里面活着。
I remember going to a brother.
我有记得我到了一个弟兄那里。
And I had him frame that verse.
我就拿着这个经文。
And I took that verse and I put it in my foyer.
我就把它放在我的屋子里面。
So everyone that comes to visit Linda and me.
有人来拜访我和我妻子的时候。
That's the verse I show.
他就能看到我屋子里房子里。
I say that's the Christian life.
这所挂的这节圣经就是基督徒的生活。
You think somehow the Christian life is you living?
你要想到，若是基督徒生活是你自己活。
The Christian life is never you living.
不是的。
As a matter of fact, Galatians 2:20 says you died.
而实际上是在加拉太书二章二十节说，我已与基督同钉十字架。
It says you were crucified with Christ.
是你已经与基督同死。
It does say nevertheless you live.
但说到你确实在活。
But it says yet not I.
但是不再是我
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着
That is the secret of the Christian life.
这是基督徒生活的秘诀
That is the secret of the Apostle Paul.
这是保罗使徒保罗的秘诀
That is the secret at the close of this tremendous verse on grace.
这也是这一节我们刚才读到的关于恩典的这节圣经的结束的
That is the highest secret of grace.
这是最大最高的关于神恩典的秘诀
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
not only did he deliver us from death,
不仅他使我们脱离死亡
because Christ died for you,
因为基督为你死
you no longer need to die,
你不再需要死
if you've believed in the Lord, you will never die,
若是你信主耶稣基督你就不再死
you may go to sleep,
你可能会睡下
but you never die,
你不会再死
But another thing the Lord did.
但是另一件事情主做的。
Not only do we no longer have to die.
不仅我们不再需要死。
But the secret of grace is we no longer have to live.
而且更重要的一个秘诀就是我们不再需要在自己而活。
Because he lives in us.
因为他活着，在我们里面活着。
And this is the secret of the Christian life.
这是基督徒生活的秘诀。
I can't tell you the flash of light that hit me when I saw these things.
我当我看到这个时候，我就像一个大光这样照在我身上。
I hope I haven't bored you with them over these 10 years.
我实在是这个十年来才有这样的一个特别重生的经历。
But this is my burden.
但这是我的负担。
For me to live is Christ.
因为我活着就是基督。
It's not like Christ.
不是像基督。
It's not for Christ.
不是为了基督。
It is Christ.
是基督。
It's not imitation life.
不是要来模仿基督。
It's exchanged life.
是一个交换的生命。
You know, I like.Coffee, Brother Freedom knows that.
我喜欢喝咖啡，所以朱弟兄知道。
But I don't drink real sugar with my coffee.
但是我不再用这个真正的这个糖在放里面。
I drink imitation sugar.
我会放一些这个模仿糖的这个糖粉。
And lots of it.
对。
Lots of it.
是一种的。
I'm sorry. The Christian life is not an imitation of Christ.
基督徒的生活不是来模仿基督。
I never got on the bandwagon when everybody started wearing the WWJD bracelets and things.
当着大家赶潮流，讲到戴一个东西在手腕上的时候，我没有。
You know that phrase, "What would Jesus do?"
这个就代表着是，若是基督会怎么做
？I suppose it was because of this revelation.
我想也可能是因为这样的一个
It was the way it hit me.
这是。其中的
We sort of look at what Jesus would do.
我们常常想基督会怎么做
And we sort of model what Jesus does.
我就会把基督作为一个模型
And we do what Jesus does.
然后我们就做基督所做的事情
Brothers and sisters, you can't do what Jesus does.
但是我们没有办法做基督所做的
So take your bracelet off.
所以我们不需要戴在手上
Do you understand?
你知道吗
Only the Lord Jesus can do what Jesus does.
只有主耶稣基督可以做他所能做的事情。
That's the secret of 1 Corinthians 15:10.
这就是那个在哥林多前书我们读到15:10所讲的秘诀。
That's the highest secret in the universe.
这是在宇宙中最高的一个秘诀。
He came to this world to die for sinners.
他来到这个世上为罪人而死。
He redeemed us from the depths of sin.
他把我们从最深的罪中拯救出来。
He came to the world to live in sinners.
他在我们当中来居住。
And in the end, those sinners
这些罪人们
would be conformed to the image of Christ.
就能够成为磨成基督的形象。
That is the secret.
这是个秘诀。
I remember when I firstGot the normal Christian life.
当我记得我当时第一次看到尼弟兄那本书
You know Brother Nee's book.
尼弟兄的这个正常基督徒生活
The normal Christian life.
正常基督徒生活。
It made such a deep impression on me.
给我一个非常深的印象。
I was only 6 months old in the Lord.
我是六岁六个月才刚刚得救六个月。
But it made a deep impression on me.
但是我里面一个很深的感觉。
I had already had this what I consider light from heaven.
我好像看到了天上的光。
And then when I opened that book to the front cover, The Normal Christian Life,
当我打开这个封面以后
I saw in this book something tremendous.
在这本书中有非常了不起的事情。
There, Brother Nee said, it is no longer I, but Christ.
这里讲到尼弟兄写到不再是我乃是基督。
I thought, I'm not crazy.
他说我说是不是我疯了
That's the normal Christian life.
这是一个正常基督徒的生活。
We somehow make this like it's high teaching.
我们好像觉得这个是好像我们够不着的一个高的标准。
I should have taught the fifth graders this weekend.
我不应该我应该在这个第五年级来教这些内容。
This is the basic teaching.
这是最基本的教训。
This is the secret of grace.
这是恩典的秘诀。
One brother put it like this.
有一个弟兄这样讲。
He said the principle of divine grace.
这个神的恩典的这样的一个原则。
When really implanted in the heart.
是把我们放在我们的心中。
Will universally amend and influence the life.
就会在我们里面。能够影响我们的生命。
That's what I think the secret does.
这是这个秘诀的。
It got a hold of the Apostle Paul.
他就抓住了使徒保罗。
It gets a hold of us.
他也抓住了我们。
And we discover a new way to live this life.
我们就发现了一个新的道路可以来生活。
Another said this.
另一个说这样说。
He said what I call the secret of grace.
他讲到我所讲到的这个恩典的秘诀。
He said this is the power that makes man.
他说到这就是那个能力使人能够改变。
What glory that is.
这是何等的荣耀的事情。
It's not a contradiction.
这不是自相矛盾的。
It's the ultimate paradox.
这是一个好像最终极的一个自相矛盾的情形。
Not I, but Christ.
不再是我乃是基督。
The King James Version says in this verse, I yet not I.
在签订本中也是讲到不再是我。
The problem with so many Christians is I.
我们基督徒的一个最大的一个拦阻就是我们自己我。
Lance Lambert used to always call it the I disease.
我们有个弟兄是讲到这就是我们的
It doesn't just mean you wear glasses like me so you can see the page, that kind of eye disease.
不是我们眼睛的这个疾病。
It's this kind of eye disease.
是我们自己我作为引起我们发生的病变。
It's eye living.
是我来活着。
It's eye working.
是我工作。
It's eye serving.
是我来服侍。
It's my burden.
是我的负担。
It's my work.
是我的工作。
We need a whole revolution in our thinking.
我们应该完全被圣灵启示改变。
The right way to look at it is this way.
正确的方式应该是这样。
It's not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
We shouldn't say as Christians, I.
作为基督徒，我们不应该说我我我。
The right is that how you say it? 我我我。I know that now. I know another Chinese word. I told Brother Freedom, I am a poor student. 10 years, I have learned a few words. It's pitiful. 我 The Christian life should never be 我 The Christian life should be, how do you say not I?
不再是我
Now that's too difficult. 不再是我 Not I.Not I, not I. That's the Christian life.
我们基督徒的生活应该是不再是我，不再是我，不再是我。
When Paul was concluding this great verse,
当保罗在这里面讲到的
he said, "This is the secret."
这是秘诀。
Not I,
不再是我。
Brothers and sisters, this ought to be our theme.
弟兄姊妹，这应该是我们的主题。
Well, I hope you understand.
我希望你们能了解。
Listen to this verse in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9.
在约翰一书的第四章第九节。
Herein, as to us, has been manifested the love of God, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, and listen to this profound phrase, that we might live through him.
约翰一书第四章第九节，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。
That's the secret.
这是秘诀。
That we might live through him.
使我们借着他得生。
I think that is the greatest secret.
这是一个最大的秘诀。
That's the highest secret of
grace. 这是最高的秘诀。
I think of what Brother Simpson, A.B. Simpson said on Not I, But Christ.
有一个弟兄叫 A.B. Simpson 也这样讲。
He said this, it so touched me.
他这样讲实在感动我。
He said, herein lies the difference between the world's gospel and God's gospel.
这里就是我们世界的福音和神的福音的区别。
This is the difference.
这是区别所在。
It's not I but Christ.
不再是我乃是基督。
It's not me living at all.
不是我活着啊。
It's me living by the faith of the Son of God.
是我因着神儿子的信心而活。
Well, I hope this helps.
我希望这个能帮助我们。
This is the secret of grace.
这是我们恩典的秘诀。
It's worked out in our lives by the cross.
是借着十字架在我们身上做工。
Not I is a negative phrase.
不再是我，好像是负面的。
The problem with many Christians is they don't understand what not I means.
很多的基督徒呢，他的问题是不明白什么是不再是我。
Not I means the cross.
不再是我就是说到十字架。
And a lot of Christians, the only understanding they have of the cross is that Jesus died for me.
很多人所对于十字架的理解只是说到耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死。
It's true, brothers and sisters, Jesus died for us.
实在是对的，在十字架上主耶稣为我们死。
And when you say, what does the cross mean? All evangelicals will say, Jesus died for me.
所有的这些福音派的人都会说，十字架就说明主耶稣在上面为我们死。
But very few Christians understand the importance of taking up their cross and daily following the Lord Jesus.
很少人知道这十字架也是预表，也是告诉我们，我们要每天背着自己十字架来跟从主。
You remember in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, what the Lord told his disciples?
在马太福音十六章第二十四节中讲到。
That was right after that great revelation of who he was.
那是他对门徒看到他是的所示的时候。
That's what I'm saying this morning.
在今天早晨我所说的。
First, we need a great revelation of who he was.
首先我们要知道主耶稣到底是谁。
Thou art the Christ.
他是那个基督。
Then we need a great revelation of what his purpose is.
我们再然后再了解神他的目的是什么。
If we don't, we will serve according to our own understanding and our own purpose.
若是我们只是看着我们自己的理解和自己的目标来服侍的话，
It'll be our building.
就成了我们的建筑。
It'll be our working.
是我们的工作。
It'll be our burden.
是我们所做的一切。
This is the secret.
这是秘诀。
We must see the purpose of God.
我们必须看到神的目的。
So he opened to Peter, the Lord Jesus, his great purpose.
主耶稣就向彼得展开他的目的。
He said, "Thou art Peter."
他说你是彼得。
You are a stone.
你是个小石头。
And as a stone, you're going to be built a living member into the church.
你就会像石头一样被建造在整个活的基督的身体中。
Made out of living stones.
是都是一些活石。
That's why Peter remembered that impression so great and wrote what he did in 2 Peter later.
所以在彼得后书中他就讲到这个活石建灵宫的经历。
We are living stones.
我们是活石。
We are living stones that are built into a holy habitation for God in the Spirit.
我们是活石，要建成是一个灵宫，让神的灵居住在我们里面。
That's the reason we gather together.
这是为什么我们要聚集的目的。
We don't gather together to sing hymns, as beautiful as they are.
我们不是只是在 在当中我们聚在一起来唱 美好的诗歌而已。
We don't gather to hear preaching as poor as it is.
我们也不是来在这里讲道，虽然我们讲的并不好。
When we come together as a living testimony.
当我们在一起的时候，我们是在一个活的见证当中。
God has chosen that the church be the expression of who he is.
神选择教会来成为他的所事的代表。
Out of every vessel.
在所有的器皿当中
out of every being,
在所有的人事物中
out of everything in the universe,
在所有的宇宙中万物当中
He has chosen the church to be the expression of who he is.
他选择了教会作为他的所事的代表
The manifold wisdom of God.
这些神的智慧,
to be expressed through the church,
要借着教会来彰显,
now to the principalities and power,
也是对着执政的掌权的。
And then you come to what he said in Matthew 16 verse 24.
但是然后我们就来到了马太福音十六章的二十四节。
He said, if anyone is to come after me,
若有人来跟从我,
let him take up his cross,
他就要背起他自己的十字架
daily and follow me
天天来跟从我
he who tries to save his life will lose it
他要是来救自己生命的就一定要丧失自己的生命
he who loses his life for my sake shall find it
凡为我的名来失丧他自己生命的就一定得着生命
this is the second part of the secret
这是第二部分
we need to take up our cross
第二部分的秘诀就是我们要拿背起我们自己的十字架。
Not I is negative.
不再是我是消极的。
Not I is the cross.
不再是我是讲到十字架。
But Christ is the new life.
但是而是基督，这是新的生命。
I think you begin to understand.
我相信你们开始了解。
What a glorious exchange this is!
这是何等一个荣耀的交换。
This is the highest secret of grace.
这是最高的恩典的秘诀。
Not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Second point I want to make.
第二点我想讲的。
Brothers and sisters, Paul had a unique understanding about the grace of God.
保罗对于恩典有个特别的了解。
This is very similar to what we just talked about.
这和刚才我们讲的非常类似。
He knew grace as not a thing but a person.
他知道恩典不是事物，而是一位。
Now think about that.
想一想。
We usually think of grace as a thing. Don't you agree?
我们常常把恩典当成一件事情。
We usually come to the Lord and say, Lord, today is particularly difficult.
我们常常到主面前说，主啊，今天我实在很难。
My husband is particularly difficult.
我的先生对我实在不好。
My wife is particularly difficult.
我的太太也很难相处。
My boss is horribly difficult.
我的老板也对我不好。
I can't stand it anymore.
我没办法再忍受了。
Unless you give me grace for this moment, I'll never make it through.
除非你此刻给我恩典，我没有办法度过。
So we look at grace as a thing.
我们常常把恩典当成事情。
But the Apostle Paul had a tremendous revelation.
但是使徒保罗有这样何等了不起的看见。
He saw grace as a person.
他看到这个恩典是一位。
This needs to be our vital understanding.
这应该成为我们里面深的一个了解。
He saw it as even the Lord Jesus.
他看到这一位就是耶稣基督。
I tried to say it the other night.
我那天晚上也提到。
What happened to the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus?
使徒保罗在大马色的路上发生了什么事情呢？
Was not just a spiritual experience.
不光是一个属灵的一个经历。
I think often we talk about our experiences in Christ.
我们常常讲到在基督里面的经验。
There's nothing wrong with spiritual experience.
在属灵的经验没有什么错误。
But Paul had the experience on the road to Damascus.
但是保罗经历的是那样一件特别的属灵的经历。
And the experience that he had was he met the person of grace that day.
那一天他就碰到了这个恩典的化身主耶稣基督。
Grace came to him in the person of the Lord Jesus.
这恩典到达他面前是借着主耶稣基督这个人降临。
Grace shined into his heart as light out of heaven, it says.
这个恩典就像天上的大光照在他身上。
And grace knocked him from his horse.
是恩典把他从马上打到马下。
And grace knocked him to the ground.
把他从马上打到马下。
And grace caused him to look up.
也是恩典让他能够抬头看。
And that what he said at that moment when grace met him was this.
他当恩典碰到他的时候，他怎么说的呢？
Who are you, Lord?
主你是谁？
It wasn't a thing at all.
这不是一个事情。
It wasn't an experience at all.
这也不是一个经历。
He met the person of grace.
他遇到的是主耶稣这位恩典的。
Do you understand that?
你明白吗？
I think that's the whole sense of 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10.
这是整个哥林多前书十五章十节的它里面的本质所在。
Here's a man that never understood grace again as a subject.
这个里面就是讲到恩典的这个对象。
Here's one that never again understand grace is something just that God gives us.
不是恩典，不是一个事情或者一个神给的一个事情。
Here's one that met the God of all grace.
这里讲到的是一位碰到这个神恩典的神的人。
As it says in Peter's letter.
在彼得的书信中。
First Peter 5 verse 10, the God of all grace.
彼得前书中讲到就是这个诸般恩典的神。
I think this is the experience we need.
这是我们要得到的经历。
Sometimes we say, Lord, give us some love.
有时候我们说主啊你给我一点爱。
I don't love my brother.
我不太爱我们的弟兄。
As a matter of fact, if we're honest, we'd say, Lord, I don't even like my brother.
我有时候也说我们不爱我们的弟兄。
So give me a little love today for my brother.
今天给我一点多一点的爱，让我爱我们的弟兄。
Lord, give me a little patience today to get through.
给我一点耐心，让我今天能够度过。
Give me a little humility because everyone knows how proud I am.
大家都知道我很骄傲，给我一点的谦卑。
We're looking for these gift packages.
好像我们在的一些这个那个的小礼物一样。
But do you know that everything that comes to you from God comes in the single package of the Lord Jesus?
你知道每一件神给你的礼物都是在一个礼物当中，就是主耶稣基督他自己。
Here is the grace of God.
他就是神的恩典。
Here is the one He met.
他。就是我们要碰到的。
It was grace in the person of the Lord Jesus.
是恩典，是借着主耶稣基督赐给我们。
He saw what the Apostle John saw.
他也看到使徒约翰所看到的。
You read all the Gospels, all the three Synoptic Gospels.
你读到这四卷的福音书的时候。
And they have different points of looking at the Lord Jesus.
他在不同的角度来看我们的主耶稣基督。
Some seem as king, as Matthew did.
像马太看到主耶稣是那位王。
Some seem as servant, like Mark did.
像马可福音他看到主耶稣是一个仆人。
Some seem as the son of man, like Luke did.
像路加所看到的主耶稣是那位人子。
But only John seemed to see him in the deepest way.
只是使徒约翰特别看到神的神耶稣基督的深度。
John's gospel is completely different.
约翰福音是不一样的。
What did he see? What did John see?
约翰看到了什么呢？
He saw the great I am.
他看到了那个我是的那位神。
You remember Moses in the wilderness?
当我们想到摩西在旷野的时候。
You remember when he went before the Lord?
他在神的面前的等候的时候。
And he said, Who are you?
他问到你是谁。
What do I tell them you, who you are?
我怎么告诉百姓你是谁呢？
He said, "Tell them I am that I am."
神说我是自由拥有的神。
So when you read John's gospel, you see a whole different perspective.
当我们读到约翰的福音的时候，有一个不同的境界。
You don't see the works of the Lord so much.
你没有看到主耶稣的工作太多。
There are the signs in John's gospel.
在约翰福音中确实也提到主耶稣所做的行的神迹奇事。
But what you really see in John's gospel is the person of the Lord Jesus.
但是更多的是看到主耶稣他的所事这位。
You see the Son of God is no one else saw the Son of God.
他我们看到神的儿子是其他书没有让我们看到的。
You see the radiancy of the Son of God.
我们看到这个神的儿子。
You see the I am of God in the person of the Lord Jesus.
我们看到这个我是的这位神在耶稣基督所体现出来的。
This is what John saw.
这是约翰所看到的。
Look at John chapter 1 verse 14.
在约翰福音第一章的第十四节中。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have contemplated His glory, glory as only begotten with the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
That's who the Apostle Paul met that day on the Damascus Road.
这是使徒保罗在大马色路上所看见的同一位的主。
He met the I am.
他看到了这位我是的这位神。
He met the person of grace.
他看到这个 恩典的这一位,
he met the one John saw.
他也看到使徒约翰所看到的,
he met the one full of grace.
他看到这位充充满满有恩典的主,
full of grace and truth.
充充满满有恩典有真理,
he never looked at truth the same way again.
他不再把真理当成真理。
Some of us are so proud of our teaching abilities.
有时候我们特别骄傲我们自己的, 讲道的。
We like to always be perfectly correct on our doctrine.
我们喜欢把我们自己所讲的一点一滴的都是正确的。You
should be right on your doctrine.
我们是应该在我们讲的道上是正确的。But
doctrine is not our emphasis.
但是我们所讲的这些道理不是我们的侧重。
The truth of the Lord Jesus is our emphasis.
我们所讲的基督这个真理是我们的所侧重的点。
That's the difference that the Apostle Paul saw.
这是使徒保罗所看到的不同。
I think of John 1 verse 16.
在约翰福音第一章16节讲到,
for of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
The Holy Spirit could have easily written that verse differently.
这个圣灵可能或把这些圣经可以讲的不同。
It could have said, for by him we have received grace upon grace.
他也可能说是借着他我们
It would be correct if you said that.
不是我们这样讲也是对的。
But here John saw something tremendous.
但是这里呢，使徒约翰看到的是非常的了不起的。
What he saw was, for of his fullness we have received, and grace upon grace.
他这里是讲的，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Because Paul saw this one that was full of grace,
因为他看到了这一位是蛮有恩典的。
Therefore, he discovered grace in fullness.
从而他就看到恩典的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, that's the secret.
这是一个秘诀。
It's not grace as a thing.
这不是恩典是一件事情。
It's grace as a person.
是恩典是那一位。
Everything comes to us in the Lord Jesus.
每一件事情来到我们这里是借着主耶稣基督。
Grace is not just a provision.
这个恩典不是提供我们的供给而已。
That you receive.
是你所得到的。
It's a person that makes available to you his unlimited and his endless and unlimited grace.
这个恩典实在是借着一位耶稣基督赐给我们无限的恩典。
Do you get it?
你有没有明白?
This is why this was so deep to the Apostle Paul.
这是非常深的来影响保罗。
He had met this great I am.
他见到了这位我是的神。
It wasn't a momentary portion of grace that he received.
不是他在一块得到一点恩典而已。
It was the fullness of grace in a person.
这是他丰满的恩典在耶稣基督的身上。
That's why he said, but not I, but the grace which was with me.
这就是为什么说原不是我乃是神的恩与我同在。
Now if you read carefully the Apostle Paul's letters, you will discover a phrase.
你在读使徒保罗的书信的时候，你就发现一个字。
It's at the end of most of his letters.
在每一封书信的最后。
Let me give you a few examples.
我给你一些例子。
Romans 16 verse 20, the second half.
罗马书16章。
Romans 16, verse 20.
16章第20节.
It says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
他说, 愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。
It isn't just there.
不只是在这儿。
You can see it over and over.
你看到, 很多处都出现这样的。
Look at 1 Corinthians 16 verse 23.
格林多前书的十六章的第二十三节。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
愿主耶稣基督的恩常与你们众人同在。
You can see it again and again.
你可以看到很多处。
Galatians 6 verse 18.
加拉太书中的第
十六章。The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen.
第六章十八节，弟兄们，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。Amen.
It just seems it's tremendous.
我们看到这实在是很了不起。
And here's one of my favorites.
这其中一个更我最喜欢的。
First Timothy 1 verse 14.
提摩太前书的第一章第十四节。
But the grace of our Lord surpassingly and overabounded with faith and love, which is in Jesus Christ.
提摩太前书
First Timothy 1:14
第一章的第十四节，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
Do you see the word the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ?
你有没有看到主耶稣基督作为神的恩典？
You can read it over and over.
你读这些都里面很多的出现。
We don't have time to read all the occurrences.
我们没有办法有时间全读完。
But Paul didn't say again the grace that is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说到这个恩典是从我们的主而来。
He always said the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，他不是说从而来，他是说主耶稣基督的恩典。
Because he saw grace as a person.
因为他看到恩典就是那一位。
Only one other person uses this phrase in the whole Bible.
另一个的人也提到这样同样的。
It's John the Apostle.
是使徒。
It's no wonder John the Apostle uses this phrase.
也难怪使徒约翰这样讲。
When you read his gospel, John 1 verse 14 and John 1 verse 16, you understand what he saw of the grace of God.
因为在约翰福音的一章十四和十六节都讲到他看到恩典是那一位。
Turn to the last verse in the Bible.
我们一起翻到最后圣经最后一节。
This is the closing of the Bible.
这是在最后的整个圣经的最后一节。
Chapter 22, verse 21.
圣经的最后的二十二，启示录的二十二章二十一节。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。Amen.
It's the only other place it occurs.
这是在这里出现。
This is the secret of grace.
这是恩典的。这样的秘诀。
The secret of grace is grace is not a thing.
这里的秘诀就是恩典不是事情。
Grace is a person.
恩典是一位。
You know, Paul ended this verse in 1 Corinthians 15:10 with this phrase.
保罗在哥林多前书的十五章，他这样结束。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Now, it's difficult to say, and probably improper in English to say, a thing is with me.
很难说，我们在英文中说一件事情和我们在一起。
The hand on my watch broke the other day.
我的这个手表。
And I don't say my watch was with me.
我不说我的表和我同在。
You can only say that about a thing properly.
你不太容易说一件事情和我。
But if it's a person.
若是一个人
If it's a person, it's different.
若是一个人就不一样。
You can say this person was with me.
你可以说这个人与我同在。
This is the secret of grace.
这就是恩典的这个秘诀。
Paul saw grace as the person of the Lord Jesus that was with him.
保罗看到这个恩典是主耶稣基督这个人与他同在。
You remember the closing of Matthew 20 and 28.
在马太福音的二十章二十八节。
Look at Matthew 28.
马太福音二十八章。
Look at the last verse.
最后一节。
This is what the Lord left with His people.
这是主在离开他的门徒的时候。
This is the assurance He left with His people.
这是给他的这样的一个确据。
He said, and behold, I am with you all the days until the completion of the age.
他说我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Behold, I am with you.
他说我就常与你们同在。
These are his last words. This is what he wanted to impress upon us.
这是他升天之前最后的话。
Before he was taken up to the throne.
在到升到宝座之前最后
所讲的话。Before he was caught up to the majesty on high.
最后最提到父神面前的他所说的最后的话。
His words of comfort was, I am with you even to the completion of the age.
他来安慰我们的就是我要常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So this is what the Apostle Paul knew.
这是使徒保罗所说的。
He said, "It's not I."
他说不再是我。
But it's the grace that is with me.
乃是神的恩与我同在。
Now, do you think for a moment he was talking about a thing?
你有没有想到他说这个同在的时候是一件事情呢
？I can't believe it.
我不能相信。
I can't read every one of his letters and hear him saying it's the grace of the Lord Jesus.Christ.
我没有办法读他的信的时候不知道这个他说的恩典是主耶稣基督这一位。
His ending thought.
这是实在是没有。
I can't believe the one that God spoke to personally and said, My grace is sufficient for thee.
因为主向着使徒保罗特别的讲到我的恩典够你用。
I can't believe the one that God spoke to directly and said, My power is provided to you in weakness.
主也特别的亲自向保罗说，我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
I can't ever believe he saw grace as a thing again.
所以我没有办法说到使徒保罗是看恩典是一件事情，而不是一位。
Everything is in Christ Jesus.
每一件事情都是在基督耶稣里。
Everything is in Christ Jesus.
主耶稣基督在每件事情。
We will never lack grace because he is with us.
我没有办法缺乏这个恩典，因为它在我们当中。
It is not just grace.
不只是恩典。
It's the God of all grace.
是那个赐诸般恩典的神。
Everything is in Christ Jesus.
所有的丰富都在基督里。
One put it this way.
有人这样讲。
He said, all things come to us through Christ Jesus.
他说的所有的事情都借着耶稣基督来到我们当中。
He is the golden pipe of the conduit of God's love.
他是神的爱所运输的管道。
He is the window through which grace shines.
他是那个窗户，借着这个窗户，神的恩典照进来。
And he is the door by which grace enters.
他也是那个门，借着这个门，恩典进到我们当中。
Everything is in Christ Jesus.
每一件事情都在耶稣基督里。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul said this to his beloved son Timothy.
所以使徒保罗对他的这个在主里的儿子提摩太这样讲。
In 1 Timothy 2, verse 1, he said this.
在提摩太前书当中，他这样讲。
Thou therefore be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus.
提摩太前书第二
2:1.
第二章第一节，我劝你第一要为万人祈求祷告代求助谢。
He said something I don't understand.
Timothy 2:1.
First Timothy 2:1. Did I not put that right? Second Timothy 2:1.
Oh,
I can't read my own writing.
Okay. That's fine. 我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Thou therefore be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus.
提摩太后书第二章第一节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
This is the secret of grace.
这是恩典的秘诀。
One last point.
最后一点。
Not only do we know grace.In the Lord Jesus,
不仅我们知道恩典在主耶稣基督这个。
Not only do we know Christ is our life,
不仅知道耶稣基督是我们的生命。
Not only do we know Christ is our grace,
也不仅知道耶稣基督是我们的恩典。
Not only do we know Christ is our everything,
不仅知道耶稣基督是我们的一切。
But there's a last point.
但还有最后一点。
There's something that follows grace.
就是在恩典所带进来的。
There's grace and there's glory.
在恩典，然后是荣耀。
It's something that follows grace.
是荣耀是在借着恩典带进。
It is the glory of God.
是神的荣耀。
Listen to what Peter said in 1 Peter 5:10. We've spoken about numerous times.
在彼得前书的第五章的第十节。
But the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, when you have suffered for a little while, himself, notice that word, himself shall make perfect, establish, strengthen, ground. I didn't mess you up again.
What's the
first Peter?
First Peter 5.
Verse 10.
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀，等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
He has called us to his eternal glory.
他也把我们召在他的永远的荣耀中。
Thank God that glory follows grace.
我们感谢主，这个荣耀是在恩典的后面。
There's a beautiful verse in the Old Testament.
在一个非常美丽的旧约的圣经的经节中。
I meditated on every verse in the Old and New Testament about grace.
我在默想所有的提到恩典的这个字当中。
Most of the Old Testament is a basic understanding of grace.
在旧约中是一个非常基本的了解。
If you read it, most of the references are a person.That has found grace in another person's sight, or maybe in God's sight.
在旧约中特别提到是人在另一个人的面前蒙恩。
That's almost all the references to grace in the Old Testament.
这是所有的在旧约中所提到的这些的经节。
But there's this one verse that's particularly beautiful.
但是有一节是非常的美丽。
It's in Psalm 84, verse 11.
在诗篇的八十四篇第十一节。
I'll read from the King James Version.
我读这个坚定版的英文。
It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield."
因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌。
And listen to this. The Lord will give grace and glory.
要赐下恩惠和荣耀。
No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
Not only do we understand from Peter that we were saved for his eternal glory,
不仅我们从彼得那里知道我们得救是为了他永远的荣耀，
called for his eternal glory,
也是为了他永远的荣耀被呼召，
but we understand that he gives grace and he gives glory.
我们也知道他就是那个恩典也给我们荣耀。
I think this is tremendous.
这实在是了不起。
Brothers and sisters, what do you think we have to look forward to?
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该盼望什么？
The Bible says it hasn't even entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them who love him.
圣经讲到神为我们所预备的实在是超过我们人心所想到的。
One day, what we'll see with unveiled face,
当那一天到来的时候，我们要在这个和主面对面的时候，
is the glory of the risen Lord.
是那位复活升天的荣耀的主。
There won't be any veil between us again.
我们当中之间就没再有任何的遮拦。
There won't be any shadows.
没有任何的阴影。
There won't be any dim reflection.
没有任何的这种不清楚的光照。
But that day we will be confronted with the glory of the Lord.
到那一天我们要和那个荣耀的神面对面相见。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
Nobody's really had a real taste of it.
没有人能够真正明白那一点。
Maybe in the Old Testament they had a taste of it when the Shekinah glory came down.
当旧约的时候，这些以色列百姓只是体尝一点的味道。
Certainly, when they were on the Mount of Transfiguration in the New Testament, they had a taste of His glory.
在新约的变化山上，这些使徒们也有一点摸到了神荣耀的滋味。
They saw the Lord transfigured before them.
他们看到这位主那变化了形象。
Light is the noonday sun.
他的光像这个日正午的光。
His garments glowed in such brightness, the glory was revealed.
他的衣服洁白放光，显示他是荣耀的主。
And one day,
有一天
One day
有一天
The greatest day
最大的日子
The day we long for
我们所盼望的那一天
The day we look for
那一天我们所期待的
That day we will see his glory
那一天我们就要看到他的荣耀
God gives grace
神也赐我们恩典
and God gives glory
神也给我们荣耀
One brother said this I like it very much
有一个弟兄这样讲
He said, there are just two things I would like to talk about at this time.
他说我只要讲两件事情。
The first gift and the last gift.
这是第一个的礼物，第二个礼物。
The Lord will give grace. That is the first gift.
第一个礼物就是神给我们恩典。
The Lord will give glory. That is the last gift.
第二个的礼物也是最后的礼物，神给我们荣耀。
Listen to this profound way he put it.
你看看他怎么讲。
Glory never comes without grace coming first.
荣耀不会在恩典之前到达。
And listen to what he said.
他又说。
But grace never comes without glory coming last.
这个恩典也不会在这个后面也不会没有荣耀到达
That's what we have to look forward to.
这是我们要盼望的。
Not only has the surpassing riches of his grace been poured out on us,
不仅是他的非常丰富的这样的恩典浇灌在我们当中
his unlimited grace,
他的没有穷尽的恩典
but in the end we will experience his glory.
但是最后的时候我们要经历他的荣耀
And not a partial glory
不是 一部分的荣耀
A full glory
而是完全的荣耀
Can you imagine such a day?
你能够想象这一天吗
A brother put it this way
一个弟兄这样讲
He said the Lord will give grace till it melts away in glory
他会给我们那么多的恩典我们要在他荣耀中被融化
Glory is nothing more than grace fully developed
这个荣耀就是恩典特别的完全的彰显的时候所显出的。
That's what the Apostle Paul saw.
这是使徒保罗所看见的。
Listen to Romans 8 verse 30.
在罗马书第八章的第三十节。
It's a wonderful verse.
这是非常美好的经节。
You probably memorized this verse.
你也可能都背过了。
It says, but whom he has predestinated, these he is also called.
预先所定下的有人又招他们来
And whom he has called, these also he has justified.
所招来的人又称他们为义
But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀
The last thing is glory.
最后一件事情就是荣耀
Brothers and sisters, how precious that is.
这是何等宝贵的事情，弟兄姊妹们。
Thank God, as great as grace is not our end.
我们感谢主，虽然这个恩典何等的美好，但是它不是最终的。
When we come into eternity, grace will have done its work.
当我们进到永世中的时候，恩典已经做了它的工作。
We will begin to appreciate, and it will be displayed for the rest of the ages what grace has done.
我们会看到那个时候，看到历史历代恩典在我们当中做的工作。
But when we come to the end, we will have an even greater experience.
但是到最后的时候，我们有更好的经历。
We will experience the glory of the Lord.
我们会经历神的荣耀。
Another put it this way.
另一位这样讲
I like this very much.
我非常喜欢
He said there's not so much difference between grace and glory after all.
在恩典和荣耀没有什么太大的区别
Grace is the bud.
是这个恩典就像一个开花的花骨朵
And glory is the blossom.
这个荣耀就是完全开花
The other day out in Freedom's yard, we saw the flowers starting to blossom.
那天我看到朱弟兄在后院里有花开了
That's the glory.
这就是荣耀。
That's the glory.
这就是荣耀。
But then when you look at it, he said more.
等我们看到他又更加说下去。
Listen, this is very precious.
是非常宝贵的。
You might even want to write it down if you write in your Bible.
你要想写下来也可以。
Grace is glory begun.
这恩典就是荣耀的开始。
And glory is grace perfected.
这个荣耀就是恩典的完全。
That's the connection between grace and glory.
这就是恩典和荣耀的这样的连
接
的关系。
The psalmist saw something.
这些诗的讲到这一点。
He said he giveth grace.
这个 诗篇所讲的，他就给我们恩典。
And he said he giveth glory.
他也给我们荣耀。
This is the secret of grace.
这就是恩典的秘诀。
Now let me ask you a question.
我来问大家一个问题。
How can you be certain?
你怎么能确定呢？
How can you be certain you will experience the glory of the Lord?
你怎么能确定你能够经历神的荣耀呢？
How can you know with assurance that you will see the glory of the Lord with unveiled face?
你怎么能够确定你有一天会敞着脸看到神的荣耀？
Listen to Colossians 1 verse 27.
在哥罗西中书中讲到。
Colossians 1 verse 27.
第一章第二十七节。
This is a precious verse.
这非常宝贵的一节圣经。
To whom God would make known to us what are the riches of His glory.
这里讲到神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Of this mystery among the nations.
就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a simple message.
这是非常简单的信息。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our grace.
基督是我们的恩典。
Christ is our glory.
基督是我们的荣耀。
That's how you can be assured of it.
这就是我们如何确信的目的。
What has happened to you is Christ has come to live in you by the Holy Spirit.
是基督借着圣灵住在你的里面。
And because Christ has come to live in you by the Holy Spirit,
因为基督借着圣灵住在你的里面。
This is the hope of glory.
这就是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is the assurance of glory.
这就是我们得荣耀的这样的凭据。
Paul saw this great secret.
保罗看到这样的一个极大的秘密。
And he said, this is the mystery that's to be manifest to the nations.
他说这奥秘在外邦人中要进行何等丰盛的荣耀。
Not only is Christ with us, as he said with his own words,
不仅是主说他与我们同在这件事情。
But if you can take it in, if you can even imagine it,
若是你能够接受或能够理解的话，
Christ is in us.
基督在你的里面。
Brothers and sisters, I can hardly take that in.
我实在很难能够真正的明白。
Every time I think of it, it overwhelms me.
每次我想到，我就没办法能够，我思想能够接受。
I can understand the scriptures that say I am in Christ.
我们可以理解我在基督里面。
But I can hardly understand the glory that says Christ is in me.
但是我很难理解基督在我的里面。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
Isn't God's grace far more than anything you could ever estimate?
这个神的恩典是不是超过我们所有人可以测度的？
That he would take his darling, his only son,
他会把他自己的独生的爱子，
That he would take the apple of his eye,
是他眼中的瞳仁，
To rescue you and that apple of his eye would die on a cruel cross.
为了拯救我们，他让他的爱子在十字架上为我们受死。
And if you believe in the Lord Jesus,
若是你相信主耶稣基督，
And if you receive the Lord Jesus,
若是你接受主耶稣基督，
This unbelievable glory happens.
这一个非常荣耀的事情发生。
Christ himself takes up residence in your heart.
耶稣基督自己就住在你的心中。
What we have, brothers and sisters, the world can't imagine.
我们所有的是这个世界没办法想象的。
They may have lots of things.
他们有很多的事情可能。
But we have the best thing.
但是我们有最好的。
We have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们有万主之主，万王之王。
This is the glory that we will see.
这是我们要看到的荣耀。
This is the assurance that we have.
这是我们所有的确据。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
This is the mystery.
这是一个非常大的一个奥秘。
This is the secret of grace.
这是恩典的讲的。
This is what the apostle Paul saw.
这是使徒保罗所看到的。
Brothers and sisters, have you seen something more of the depth of his grace?
弟兄姊妹们，你有看到神恩典的深厚？
May the Lord open our eyes that we would begin to see something more of the depth of His grace.
愿主打开我们里面的眼睛，能看到神恩典的深厚。
Like the Apostle Paul saw the depth of His grace.
就像使徒保罗所看到的神的恩典。
It wouldn't just be Paul's testimony that says, "I am what I am by the grace of God."
这不仅是使徒保罗他的这样的见证啊，我今天成为何等的人。
But it would be your testimony that says, "I am what I am by the grace of God."
也成为我每个人，我成为今天何等的人，是因为神的恩而成的。
It wouldn't just be Paul's testimony that says, "I yet not I, but the grace that was with me."
也不是只是使徒保罗的见证，也成为每一个人，原不是我，乃是。神的恩与我同在。
It would be your testimony that says, "Not I, but the grace which was with me."
这要成为你的见证，原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
This was Paul's secret.
这是使徒保罗的秘诀。
He saw grace as his beginning and his end.
他看到他的这个恩典是他的开始，也是他的结束。
He saw grace as that unlimited power towards us.
他看到这个恩典是神向他所显的没有限制的能力。
To conform us to the Lord Jesus.
能够把他磨成神儿子的形象。
He saw grace that was something that needed to be cooperated with.
他也看到恩典是我们要和他合作的那位恩典。
He could say, "I labor more abundantly than they all."
他说我比众使徒更加劳苦。
And yet he knew in his heart of hearts, it's according to his working which works in me with power.
但是他是知道这里面不是他，而是他里面所运行的神的能力。
And finally, he saw the greatest secret of all grace.
最后他看到这个。恩典的最终的这个秘诀。
He saw it was not I but Christ.
他看到不是他，而是基督。
That's the secret.
这是秘诀。
Can you imagine that God would love us so?
你能不能想象神这样爱我们？
I think of the hymn and oh, I said I wouldn't do any more hymns. Forgive me. And when I think of God, His Son not sparing, I scarce can take it in.
在那里讲到，我实在是没办法想象神把他自己的爱子为我们舍了。
But when I think the Son of Glory would take up permanent residence in my heart, I certainly can't take it in.
但是我觉得这个荣耀的神的儿子能住在我自己的心里面，我也很难能够真正的接受。
It's the highest grace.
这是最大的这样的恩典。
It's grace in the extreme.
这是恩典到了极处。
It's grace unimaginable.
是恩典没有办法想象的。
It's grace unaccountable.
是没有办法恩典让我们能够真正说明白的。
This is the secret of grace.
这是恩典的秘诀。
May the Lord take these words, at least some of them, may you remember.
愿主借着这些话，让我们也记住一些的话。
I don't know what impression the Holy Spirit has made upon you in these four times we've been together.
我不知道圣灵在这四堂信息中对你有怎样的印象。
I hope some impression has been made.
我希望有些我们有些的印象在你的心中。
Maybe all you'll remember is grace is far deeper than I ever knew before.
可能你的印象是这个恩典是我以前没有想象那么深。
Maybe that's it.
也可能就是你的得着。
Maybe that will begin to work on your heart.
也可能神就借着这一点在你心中做工。
And you can begin like the Apostle Paul.
你可以像使徒保罗开始一样。
To be in the journey of life.
能够在他的人生的经历当中。
And to discover the complete work of grace.
能够最终发现神恩典全面的工作。
This is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10.
这是哥林多前书十五章十节我们所分享的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we just commit back to you these words.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
We know they're not adequate to describe the depth of your grace.
我们说没有办法能够真正这些话能讲明白你自己的恩。
We search for expression.
我们在找一些的表达。
And only the Holy Spirit can make it real.
但是只有圣灵让这些事能够成为真实。
We pray your Holy Spirit would enlighten us.
我们求你的圣灵可以让光照我们。
We pray your Holy Spirit would make your word alive to us.
我们求你的圣灵使你的话能够成为活的话语。
We pray we would never be the same.
我们求你能够让我们改变。 不再成为一样的人。
Oh Lord, open to us the secret of your grace.
主，你让向我打开，向我们打开你恩典的奥秘。
Then we'll understand the complete work of grace.
然后我们可以明白你恩典全面的工作。
And Lord, don't let us just understand the complete work of grace.
主，你不要让我们只是简单头脑上理解你是恩典的工作。
We commit one another to the grace of God.
我们把每一个人都交在你自己恩典的工作中。
That we may be apprehended by your grace.
我们可以被你的恩典所抓住。
And that we will spend this life growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
使得我们的一生可以在恩典和对你的知识上能长进。
And Lord, then the unspeakable will happen.
主，我们相信那个没有办法表述的可以发生。
That day we will see you in your full glory.
那一天到来的时候，我们要和你面见你的全完全的荣耀。
We look forward to that day.
我们盼望那一天的到来。
We know your coming is soon.
我们相信你来的日子近了。
We pray you will work in our lives.
我们祷告你在我们的生命中做工。
That we will have this same deep appreciation for the grace of God that Paul had.
我们可以和保罗一样能够明白神你自己恩典的工作的深度。
Make it so.
使这些事情发生。
For we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们求你做成你的工，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.